USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said that he's tested positive for the coronavirus after months of downplaying its severity while deaths mounted rapidly inside the country. The 65-year-old right-wing populist, who has been known to mingle in crowds without covering his face, confirmed the results while wearing a mask and speaking to reporters. He did say he is taking hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malaria drug that he, like President Donald Trump, has been promoting. Brazil is the world's sixth biggest nation. It's also one of the outbreak's most lethal hotspots. More than 65,000 Brazilians have died of COVID-19, and over 1.5 million have been infected. Both numbers are the world's second highest totals, behind those of the United States. Other world leaders who have had bouts with COVID-19 include British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Britain's Prince Charles, Prince Albert II of Monaco, and Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Florida issued an emergency order requiring all brick-and-mortar schools to reopen full-time starting next month, even as the state is now one of the nation's hotspots for the coronavirus. Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran said the order is that Florida schools must be open at least 5 days per week for all students and provide all services required by law, including in-person instruction. And President Donald Trump has weighed in on opening schools.
We want to reopen the schools. Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
House Democrats unveiled their $694 billion defense funding bill, which includes money to be allocated for renaming military bases named after Confederate leaders. The bill's price tag is an increase of $1.3 billion over fiscal year 2020, but $3.7 billion below the White House's request. President Trump has threatened to veto the spending bill if it includes the provision for changing the names of the military bases. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Donald Trump's niece offers a scathing portrayal of her uncle in a new book, blaming a toxic family for raising a narcissistic, damaged man who poses an immediate danger to the public. Mary L. Trump, a psychologist, writes that Trump's reelection would be catastrophic and that lying and playing to the lowest common denominator, cheating and sowing division, are the only things he knows. The book is called Too Much and Never Enough: How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. Mary Trump is the daughter of Trump's elder brother, Fred Jr., who died after a struggle with alcoholism in 1981. Publisher Simon & Schuster announced that it would be publishing the book 2 weeks early on July 14th, after a New York appellate court cleared the way for the book's publication following a legal challenge. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany slammed the book, saying its ridiculous, absurd accusations have absolutely no bearing in truth. The Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida this August will include daily coronavirus tests and temperature checks for all attendees. President Trump will be accepting the Republican nomination at an arena that holds 15,000 people despite concerns about the spread of the virus in enclosed spaces and the recent spike in cases in several states, including Florida. The venue for the president's speech was relocated to Jacksonville in June after disagreements over how to host the event derailed plans to have it in North Carolina. The official business of the convention is still set to take place in Charlotte. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.